There is one last possibility that Nagel explores, and it's a philosophical position typically known as compatibilism. There are many versions of compatibilism, and so Nagel doesn't try to be comprehensive, but rather just gives you the basic idea. The basic idea is that a causally determined natural world is, in fact, compatible with free choice, because free choice only requires that the choice was not caused in some particular way. So to say that you chose to eat eggs for breakfast means that only features of your personality, desires, and personal history determined what you ate for breakfast, not some external forces. A free choice in this view is a choice determined from within the person and not from without. So even though there was a determinate cause of your eating eggs for breakfast, this cause was not some outside force that imposed the choice on you. Instead, it was forces within you, your own desires and habits, for instance, that determined your making the choice that you did. Another way to put this is that the free in a free choice simply means free from outside control, not that there was not determinative cause of the action. It's not clear if compatibilism provides enough of the freedom for it to support our sense of responsibility. To conclude, Nagel says that we still need to understand what it means for us to say that we could have done something different in a case of free choice, and how that is compatible with the world that science reveals to us.